Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Real Raw Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today is a special day because I'm giving you a powerful, soul-nourishing sneak peek into my new book, A Rose is Still a Rose, You Hold the Power. This book is for anyone who has been through a storm, for anyone who has navigated a season of heartbreak, loss, betrayal, or self-doubt. Those times when life tried to absolutely hardest to break you. You might feel like the person you were before the storm is gone, replaced by someone tired, someone cautious, someone who has simply forgotten their own beauty. Let's get into it. We all have been there. We know that feeling, that raw, real pain of identity loss. It's universal, and that's why I wrote this book. It's the unbreakable essence, the core message of A Rose is Still a Rose. It's simple, but it's very profound. No matter what you've been through, you are still a rose. Just take a moment to think about it. A storm can rip the petals, bend the stem, and cover the leaves in dirt. But does that damage change the genetic code of the rose? Does it stop the root from being the root? Or does the essence of the flower from being glorious? The answer is no. The wounds are just a history, not a destiny. You are not defined by the pain inflicted upon you. You are defined by the powerful, resilient life force that is still beating within you. You are still beautiful. You are still worthy, and you are still designed to bloom. You hold the power. So this book, you know, I just want to really give you a sneak peek. This is such an incredible book for me to write, the powerful and just soulful guide to reclaiming your identity, your confidence, and your inner strength. So that is A Rose is Still a Rose, You Hold the Power, written by yours truly, Alicia Eads. It's about getting your hands dirty and tending to your own garden again. So in this book, we walk through the three phases of renewal. So I just want to break it down one concept at a time so you could start using them today. And we also will take you into a little steamy chapter of the book. And I call that the repotting of your identity. So when you go through loss, a job loss, a breakup, a tragedy, your identity often gets tangled up in that old environment. You were the partner of, or you were the employee at, or you are the mother of a younger child. When that environment is gone, you feel uprooted. And that's when you have to get into the repotting, which means you intentionally choose the new soil. You ask yourself, who am I now? Independent of what I lost. That's a big step. A lot of people are missing that step. They're so attached to the identity of what was, the spouse, the job. And you have to regroup and think of your new independent identity. So if you lost a relationship, your new soil is your solitude and self-discovery. If you lost a job, your new soil is your skills and untapped potential. If you lost confidence, your new soil is your small daily victory. So you are the gardener and you get to choose where you grow next. You get to choose the rich, nourishing soil that will encourage your roots to deepen and your new growth to blossom. So, beautiful souls, remember that if you're walking around and you're feeling like damaged goods, if you've been letting those thorns of the past dictate your future, I want you to know that you are still a rose. So I'm going to share a snippet from my book and just kind of give you an idea of what type of soil and roots we're planting here in Real Raw Relevant. So let's get into it. So if you are new to Real Raw Relevant and it's your first time listening in, allow me to reintroduce myself. I am Alicia Eads and I have several books that I've written. I'm an author, many books at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Kindle. Rose is still a rose. You hold the power. This book is special to me because it's all about female empowerment, reclaiming your identity in a world that often sometimes requires us to shrink our brilliance, to shrink a little bit. So this is from healing after a relationship, friendships gone wrong. I mean, we really get into some things in this book. So this is chapter 3. We'll start there, The Thrones That Try to Break You. And I'm just going to read a snippet of it. Brace yourself. All right, so here we go. There are so many painful life experiences from rejection, betrayal, and loss that try to break you. Yet each of these challenges, though difficult and often overwhelming, they shape the resilient spirit you carry today. So it's really as if every scar tells a story of survival, a testament to your strength and your ability to rise above adversity. So it's in the quiet moments of reflection you realize that these experiences, like thorns in a rose garden, they highlight the beauty and growth that follows. They taught you empathy. They deepened your understanding of others, and they forged the compassion that guides you in interaction. So embracing the lessons learned, you continue to navigate life with grace, finding joy in your victories and hope in every new beginning. So with each step forward, you are reminded that the journey is not defined by the difficulties that you face, but by the courage and determination that you move onward. So the wisdom gained from your past struggles, they are a beacon of hope, and they illuminate the path ahead and empower you to face future challenges with confidence. So in this chapter, you will find that embracing vulnerability opens doors to deeper connections and authentic relationships. You learn to cherish the moments of kindness shared with others and recognize these interactions as the treasures of life. Together, you will forge a community that strengthens your personal stories, that richens your life. And in the shared journey, you'll find solace in knowing that the thorns of the past have only made the rose present more vibrant and meaningful. So let's talk about Courtney. Courtney lived in North Carolina as the only child of her parents, yearning for a younger sibling. She often felt a sense of emptiness that drove her to seek friendship and validation in her neighborhood at school. She looked up to Ashley and her group, who were regarded as the most popular and fashionable girls around. She was eager to forge a connection. Courtney frequently approached Ashley to start a casual conversation. However, Ashley often responded dismissively, leaving Courtney feeling rejected. All she desired was to belong and share a lunch with Ashley and her friends. Despite the numerous attempts, she joined the table. Ashley laughed and proclaimed, "You can't sit with us," feeling disheartened but determined. Courtney decided to channel her energy elsewhere. She joined the art club, where she discovered a passion for painting that she never knew existed. As her confidence grew, so did her circle of friends. The art room became her sanctuary, filled with vibrant colors and supportive peers who appreciated her for who she was. One day, the art club was tasked with creating a mirror for the school hallway, and Courtney took the lead. Her creativity shone through, earning her praise from both teachers and students. Even Ashley and her friends took notice, pausing to admire the transformation that she created through her masterpiece in art. As Courtney's arts gained recognition, she realized something important. Belonging wasn't about fitting in with a specific group, but about finding joy and fulfillment in her own passion. This was a newfound self-assurance radiating from her, drawing others to her warmth and authenticity. In time, Courtney found herself surrounded by friends who truly valued her and thought she never did
share a lunch with Ashley, she found that something far more meaningful, a sense of belonging that came from being truth to herself. So the group of friends she had gathered around her was a diverse mix, each bringing their own unique perspective and experiences to the table. They celebrate each other's differences and supported one another through life's ups and downs. So Courtney was looking for validation and acceptance. It started at such an early age, looking outward versus inward and trying to fit in. But your true authenticity, your true value is when you take a step back and believe in yourself and know who you are. And chapter 3 also gets very good. It's the journey of Amanda, an overcomer. So let's tell that story. Evelyn and Amanda have been inseparable since they were children. They do everything together and their families share a strong bond. So as their aunts have been best friends since their youth, they've had play dates that begin when they were just 5 years old. And every summer, they go on some incredible destinations with their families for travel. Now that they are adults, they both attend the same college and have successfully earned their MBAs in business administration. In their 20s, Evelyn and Amanda fully embrace life after graduation, traveling to some of the world's most breathtaking vacation spots. Occasionally, they ventured out together, while at other times, Amanda invited her boyfriend, Tyler, to join them on their summer adventures. So they created some unforgettable memories. However, during their last trip to the Dominican Republic, Amanda noticed that Tyler and Evelyn seemed a bit too comfortable with each other from her balcony. She observed them in the pool, laughing, smiling, and splashing water. This left her feeling pretty annoyed to seeing her bestie splashing water with her man. Concerned, she called Tyler upstairs to discuss her feelings about his relationship with Evelyn. Of course, he laughed it off and was very dismissive. Her worries, he insisted that Evelyn was like a little sister to him. Amanda found his response a little annoying. She let it slide, though, because she was determined to keep the peace during their luxurious getaway. She tried to relax, but her instincts hinted something was off. After the summer trip, Evelyn and Amanda's relationships changed dramatically. Amanda began to distance herself from Evelyn and rarely invited her around. One day, Amanda couldn't reach Tyler. It was as if he vanished. With a spare key to his apartment and his gate code, she noticed his car is parked outside of the building. Curiosity got the best of her, and she unlocked the door. To her shock, she found Evelyn sitting on the couch, cradling a newborn baby. Tyler came from the kitchen, startled to see Evelyn, and asked her what was she doing there. Amanda demanded to know who the baby was. Evelyn apologized for hiding her pregnancy, revealing that the baby was named Tyler Jr. and was her and Tyler's newborn son. Amanda screamed and asked how they could betray her like this. Evelyn rose to her feet, cradling the baby in her arms, and began to say, "Let me explain. I'm truly sorry that you stopped speaking to me after our trip to the Dominican Republic last year. I thought our friendship was no longer relevant because you declared it was over and cut me off. It hurt me deeply, especially since we had been so close since childhood. Tyler supported me during the time I missed our friendship. I regret that the things ended this way and I cause so much pain, but now we have our baby and that can't be changed. Tyler will be a part of my life now forever." Amanda, tears streaming down her face, yelled, "You're so low down. You knew Tyler and I were together and had just recently gotten engaged. We were planning our future together. For you to claim our relationship didn't matter is crazy. This is deep betrayal, but I must move forward. It's over. You and Tyler can have each other. I never want to see either of you again. There are so many good men out there. I refuse to waste my time with you two low-level people. I will be just fine, and I will learn to love again and heal from this betrayal." Evelyn watched Amanda walk away, her heart heavy with regret and sorrow. She knew she had made a mistake, and she really messed up. She looked down at her baby in her arms, and she was reminded of the new life she had to focus on. This little one was innocent in all of this, and the baby was a symbol of love,
and hope for the future. So as Amanda's footsteps faded away into the distance, Evelyn promised herself that she would do everything in her power to create a nurturing environment for her child. She will work towards building a family filled with love and understanding despite the rocky start that had shadowed her life. Amanda took a deep breath and she stepped out into the fresh air. The world outside seemed brighter, offering her a sense of liberation and renewal. She knew her heart would take time to heal, but she was determined to rebuild her life on her own terms. Surrounded by a supportive family and friends, Amanda was ready to embrace new opportunities and adventures, confident that one day she would find the happiness and love she truly deserved. Her evenings were spent in the company of laughter and shared memories as she surrounded herself with people who uplifted her spirits. Slowly but surely, Amanda discovered that joy could be found in the simplest moments and that love was not just something to be sought after, but something she could create within herself. As the seasons changed, so did Amanda. She became more attuned to her desires and dreams, nurturing them with care. Her journey of self-discovery and growth wasn't always easy, but each challenge she overcame made her stronger and more resilient. Amanda realized that love, the love she had been searching for, had been right there all along in her own heart, waiting patiently to be recognized. With this newfound realization, Amanda began to embrace life with a renewed sense of purpose. She ventured into new hobbies that brought her joy, like painting vibrant landscapes that mirrored her inner transformation and taking long walks nearby parks and looking at the leaves and letting the universe speak to her. Her friendships deepened as she learned to listen more and offer her own wisdom with kindness and empathy. Amanda's laughter became infectious, her presence a source of comfort and inspiration to those around her. She found herself gravitating towards people who resonated with her newfound sense of self, and she just created a community of like-minded souls who cherish authenticity as much as she did. So as time went on, Amanda's career flourished too, as she poured her passion into her work, finding ways to blend creativity with purpose. Each day she woke up with gratitude, knowing that she was living a life that was truly hers, crafted with intention, love, and a deep appreciation for the beauty of every day. Amanda's journey was a testament to the power of self-love and resilience, a reminder that happiness blooms from within.
I hope you guys enjoyed this snippet of A Rose Is Still a Rose. You hold the power. It is available right now at Barnes & Noble. Get your copy. It's packed with so many different personal stories about women that's dealt with betrayal, trying to fit in with friendships, dealing with different relationship issues, exploring different things in your career, people trying to hold you back, and overcoming things, that resilience, and dealing with heartache, and so many profound moments that make us resilient as women. So this is really a great read. That was just a little snippet of it. I really wanted to share that. This book is so special because it's inspiring and empowering so many different women from so many different backgrounds that have stories that, you know, we all had to grow and evolve from those different testimonies. So I love it. It's my baby. Get your copy. You won't regret it. It's so many juicy stories in there, similar to, you know, Courtney and Amanda. And they're so relatable. We all can relate from a female perspective. If you think Amanda and Evelyn's story was juicy, there are more juicy tales in this book. Listen, as women, we've experienced some things. So I have written those stories. They are there. Get your copy today, Barnes & Noble. You won't regret it. You're in for a good read. This episode is for anyone that's been through the storm. I just want you to know you are not damaged goods. You are still a rose. I want you to repeat these words with me. My essence is unbreakable. I am a rose and I am ready to bloom again. You beautiful souls, don't let yesterday's storm steal the beauty of your present. Your identity is waiting for you to claim it. If you are ready to reclaim your inner strength and you truly believe that you are still a rose, no matter what, then look for my new book, A Rose is Still a Rose, You Hold the Power by Alicia Eads, available at Barnes & Noble's. Get your copy. You won't regret it. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, keep shining bright. You are still a rose and you hold the power. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.